Well, maybe becoming a cannabis entrepreneur is not the path to a paycheck that you would choose. You could try something that won't get you arrested, perhaps writing fiction for the Amazon Kindle's profitable erotic romance genre. After all, the 50 Shades of Grey series sold millions, but was never thought of as good writing. So how hard could it be? That is what the writer Matthew Morgan thought when a friend told him that there is easy money to be made writing salacious stories for the Kindle. So Matthew gave it a shot and then wrote about his experience for the millions. Matthew Morgan, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So how much money can people make writing erotica for Kindle?
Theoretically, an endless amount, I guess. E.L. James, I don't know if she published specifically on that site. I don't think so, but like I mentioned in the article, I have a friend who makes, you know, a couple hundred a month doing it. I don't know how she does it, but I guess just a lot of ambition, and she has the drive. I don't have the drive.
So, but you did try it. Are you qualified to write this kind of thing? I mean, have you ever written any erotica before?
I've never written any erotica before, but I thought, you know, I've written a lot of fiction in general, and I got, you know, I've read a lot of Shakespeare and Dostoevsky and stuff like that. So, you know, I figured I had the tools
to write smut.
Yeah, pretty much. I thought I'd give it a go.
So how did you go about researching what kind of things people want to read?
Well, I spent some time on the Amazon Kindle romance section looking through the short stories they have there. And, you know, they have pretty much everything you could imagine in terms of combinations of magical creatures that transform and have sex with humans.
What? Wait a minute. Yeah. What? I'm sorry. This is a genre I don't know about. Magical creatures transforming and having sex with humans. Tell
me. Well, I guess there's just a big market for it. I have no idea why, but pretty much every creature you can imagine, you know, whales, dolphins, bears, they shapeshift into humans and then, you know, they'll have sex with other humans, and there's a big market for it.
Wow. Okay. So is anything off limits for Kindle readers, as far as you know?
Yeah. There's a line in the sand. You can't, no overt bestiality, so the creatures have to shapeshift, and then no rape. Yep. Has to be consensual.
Okay. So you found this formula. What did you end up writing about?
The whole process was really uncomfortable and not as fun as I thought it would be, just because it's so out of my wheelhouse. And because there's so much of it on Amazon Kindle, I just sort of took a bunch of different paranormal ideas and then smashed them together to try and make something new that people might want to read. So in my story, I had dragons and ghosts and, you know, an underground sex club and all that kind of stuff. So just try and get people interested in a little bit of novelty.
Well, how did it go over, Matthew? I mean, the point of this was about making money. Did Kindle readers enjoy your experiment in erotica?
I don't think so. I think I had a total of 3 or 4 readers at the end, and they were all people who had a Kindle Unlimited account, so they got to read it for free, so I didn't get any royalties. And I didn't think it through when I started. I just had weird fantasies that would make crazy amounts of money.
So any recommendations for another would-be writer who is running out of cash? Maybe a formula for them to be successful as a romance erotica writer on Kindle?
Yeah, I mean, if you have the drive, I think there's money to be made there. I'd go for it. I mean, I'm a really lazy person, so, you know, one was enough for me. If I'm not passionate about it, I can't really keep doing it. But if someone is interested in this kind of stuff, I think you can make some money on there. Like I said, my friend makes some money. So just sort of how hard you're willing to work.
Well, Matthew Morgan, a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Matthew Morgan is a writer, and he wrote Pansexual Free-for-All. That's about his brief dalliance as a writer of Kindle erotica. There's a link to read the article for yourself. It's very funny. At wordofmouthradio.org.